Imagine waking up tomorrow without caring what others think of you. No more refreshing social media for validation. No more second-guessing your decisions. No more shrinking to make others comfortable. This freedom is the heart of Susie Moore's revolutionary message. As someone who walked away from a $500,000 Silicon Valley salary to build a life on her own terms, she doesn't just talk about freedom from external validation, she embodies it. In a world obsessed with likes and followers, her countercultural truth is simple yet profound. Your worthiness isn't determined by others' opinions of you. We've created a validation-seeking culture that's making us miserable, with antidepressant prescriptions skyrocketing as we consistently overestimate others while undervaluing ourselves. We see only their curated highlight reels while dwelling on our behind-the-scenes struggles. What if the approval you've been desperately seeking from others has been available from yourself all along? We all carry invisible imprints from childhood, beliefs, fears, and patterns passed down like unwanted heirlooms. Growing up, I sought approval, even hiding my hand-me-downs in hot classrooms. Our parents shape our worldviews, unconsciously passing down their limitations. We can question these inherited beliefs while still honoring their intentions. Successful people detach from parental expectations and the internalized voice demanding conformity about education, career, and lifestyle. Ironically, our uniqueness, often what we try to hide, is precisely what makes us special. The limitations you inherited are merely starting points, not final verdicts on your potential. What if you forgave your parents for being human and embraced the possibilities beyond their programming? Despite lacking formal qualifications, I succeeded in high-pressure sales roles by recognizing that everything I needed was already within me. My success came from work ethic, resilience, and optimism, not expertise. The basics, combined with persistence, are enough. Action trumps perfect knowledge. Imposter syndrome affects almost everyone pushing beyond their comfort zone, particularly high-achieving women who often decline opportunities. Even icons like Oprah and Michelle Obama admit to self-doubt. When opportunity knocks but uncertainty emerges, say yes anyway and learn as you go. Those achieving your dreams might not be more talented, just more willing to proceed despite uncertainty. The world divides between those who act despite doubt and those paralyzed by it. When something feels deeply right, even when difficult, that's your inner wisdom speaking. The confidence that emerges when you simply do you is magnetic. It comes from trusting yourself rather than seeking external validation. One morning, after finding a YouTube comment calling me gross and saying I looked like a man, I angrily called my friend Fiona to vent. Her response? So what? These two words instantly deflated my anger and provided clarity. The comment didn't define my worth or deserve my attention. So what? Helps us hold life lightly and remember what truly matters. This question applies to rude remarks, exclusion, rejection, or embarrassing mistakes. The worst part of failure isn't what went wrong, but worrying what others will think. On my 30th birthday, an older woman shared, "I tried so hard to be perfect when I was your age, and then I realized no one was watching." This liberates us because most people are too preoccupied with their own insecurities to notice our mistakes. Our fear of judgment often exceeds our fear of actual consequences. Approaching life with lightness attracts positive energy, while heaviness only brings more heaviness. When we care less about negative events, others mirror our reaction, diminishing the situation's significance. My colleague Michael initially dismissed Jenny's constant criticism of her big legs, but eventually began seeing her through that same critical lens and lost interest. The lesson? Self-criticism makes others view us negatively too. The wellness industry implicitly demands we describe ourselves only as works in progress, never crossing an invisible self-approval threshold. I reject this. Everyone should be their own biggest fan. Look at decade-old photos and notice how good you looked, despite your harsh self-criticism then. This helps you appreciate your current self, knowing you'll feel similarly about today's appearance in 10 years. Speak positively to yourself in mirrors with phrases like, "Hello, you clever woman," or "Good hair day." When struggling to see your value, try the 12 Magic Moments exercise. Identify 3 achievements in each category: family, work, friendships, relationship with yourself. For deeper healing, try loving little me with a childhood photo. Look into your young eyes, have a conversation with your younger self, and promise protection. I love you. Thank you. I've got you. When we criticize ourselves, we're actually hurting that innocent child who doesn't deserve it. Asking questions creates transformative opportunities. In my 20s, I asked a handsome stranger at a concert for his number. We've been happily married for over a decade now. Questions open invisible doors and prevent dangerous assumptions. As a recruitment consultant, I witnessed a candidate confidently request higher salary and benefits and receive everything. Her self-approving style made her appear more valuable despite competing against more experienced candidates. I've negotiated my salary for every job and responsibility increase, turning it into a game I typically win. Though the brief conversation feels intimidating, the long-term benefits are substantial. Research shows women who routinely negotiate earn over $1 million more by retirement than those who don't. Many people feel comfortable giving, but guilty about receiving, disrupting nature's flow. Giving and receiving are simply different aspects of the same energy. Stopping either interferes with natural balance. My personal mantra, "How can I let this be easier?" challenges conventional thinking. Try asking for 5 things each week. When you start asking, you start receiving as your sense of self-worth rises. I once raced a stranger around Central Park's reservoir, missing my exit because I was fixated on winning, perfectly illustrating how we lose our way by focusing on others rather than our own path. Our worthiness is inherent. We deserve love exactly as we are, not when we achieve some future goal. As my tapping coach said, "Nothing will wear me out more quickly than trying to be something that I already am." There's a key distinction between introversion, preference for quiet environments, and shyness, fear of criticism. Making yourself visible, like speaking early in meetings, can advance your career, as shyness costs more than a little courage does. Don't let external circumstances dictate your internal state. We can choose which parts of our personal stories to emphasize. Rather than fake it till you make it, I prefer fake it till you become it. Beginners aren't fakes, but simply at the starting point of mastery. The ultimate freedom comes from approving of yourself so completely that others' opinions lose their power over you. When you stop seeking validation, you discover that the only approval that ever mattered was your own, and it's been available all along.